Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Happy Friday. Dropping Suk. Hope you're having a good day.
Staying safe, not getting in fights in grocery stores or getting stabbed at a Dairy Queen.
Yes, or not getting buried in snow.
Yeah.
As we are now having, we are getting multiple reports now from the news tentacles. Battleground.
Yeah.
Snow has arrived.
So we can confirm snow in North Plains, snow in Olympia.
Cascade Locks.
Cascade Locks and Battleground.
Now, what I'd like to know is is it snow or a wintry mix, a slush of rain and snow? Mm. That's what I'd like to know.
Personally. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because, you know, snow is snow. If you see it, you're like, oh, hey, there's snow. But, yeah, I need to know if it's like what it was earlier this week, if it was a good mix.
Well, I'm looking outside right here, the beautiful banks of the Willamette, and we got jack squat.
Nothing.
No.
It looks great out there.
Yeah, the sky's even clear a little bit.
I might go hit some golf balls.
Get out there, work on the game a little bit.
It looks like it's...
You'll probably just walk right on. I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it's 38 degrees right now. So, folks... Stay safe, and if you see snow, run. It's really bad. You don't want any part of it.
Apparently, there's like nothing left at grocery stores.
Run like a zombie.
People have just gone through and ransacked them all.
God, I am so glad I went this morning. I had to already, but man.
Yeah, my sister who works at Fred Meyer's was like, "Yeah, I'd come tomorrow." She's like, "We got nothing left."
Here we have rain in Hillsboro. Looks like we've got snow in the West Hills and snow out in Warren, where famed P1 RJ lives.
Yes.
So it's bad out there, guys.
Be careful when you're dealing with 1 to 14 inches. Always be careful when dealing with 1 to 14 inches. And never take anyone's word that it's 14 inches.
Jeff Bezos talk coming up in the club.
Yeah, blackmail.
Mm-hmm. We also have the single dumbest lawsuit of all time finally here. And how about this woman eaten alive by pigs? You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Can I tell you that that's like one of my...
She was.
Yeah, it happened.
In the pig slop.
Like once, what was that? It was the second Hannibal Lecter movie. I don't remember what it's called. I think it might just be Hannibal.
Yeah.
Since that happened, and then what was the other one?
Is that the one where he's younger and it's played by that creepy...
No.
Which one's that?
It's the one with Ray Liotta in it.
Yeah, where he cuts his head open.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah, that movie sucks.
But the old guy gets fed to the pigs. And then there was that Guy Ritchie movie, Snatch, where the gangster feeds the guys to the pigs. Since I saw those two movies, it's ratcheted up my list of irrational fears is getting eaten by hogs. Because I guess they'll eat anything.
You have respect for the hog.
Yes.
It's like they sniff it out. Ooh, well, this is human. I'm not going to eat this.
They tell you, like, don't get involved with anyone that raises hogs because chances are they could be involved in some shady stuff and they'll make you disappear. And this lady, she went down that road.
So that'll be in the club tonight, 6 to 7. Friday randoms, things piling up, including audio of a PGA Tour golfer who admitted he was drunk on the course.
Yeah. Well, it's about time that someone just owned up to
well,
it.
Well, I think that there's more of that goes on than people know, but
yes.
Maybe I'm wrong. So Friday Random's coming up, and also a segment on LeBron's new TV show.
Well, which one? Because there's like 17 of them.
Well, there's a sports one.
Oh.
Because, you know, sports.
Have you ever seen the barber? What is it? I think they
sports
call it.
Sports is sports.
They call it The Shop. I think that's what it's called.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, never seen it.
I've heard of it.
It's actually pretty good. If you can get over the insufferable nature of LeBron. Come on, James.
Is he the, like, what's his role in
They also, well, it's his show, and so he sits down in a barber shop.
So he's getting his hair done?
Yeah, he's getting his hair done and, like, his beard and, you know, and then he sits around with other people, and they get big-name guys on there. And, if again, if you can get by the self-serving just douchiness of LeBron, it's really good.
So is he the interviewer?
Well, it's
sort of, or they just,
yeah, it's just kind of like they just kind of
shop talk.
Yeah, they just,
yeah, they're just talking.
But on there, one of the he does admit that after he won the title in Cleveland, that he knew that he was the greatest of all time.
Wow,
that's the sort of, like I said, you got to get over the LeBron James love fest. And
you should ask me when I figured out I was the greatest of all.
When
time.
You were the greatest at radio, he's like, yeah, he goes, pretty much, you know, after we won that, I knew I was the greatest ever. And you're like, wow,
Jesus,
can't believe you just said that. But it's really good. It's interesting. They've got, you know, they have musicians on there, and like Serena Williams has been on there, and Drake, and it's just, it's interesting.
Where's
to see
it on? Where
HBO.
Do I find that? That's HBO. An HBO show.
It's an HBO show. And so it's just interesting to see people that are really at the top of their craft, all just kind of bouncing stuff off each other. And I do think it's more authentically LeBron than you'll ever get. You know, to hear him kind of talk, I feel like it's actually him, that there's not a lot of editing that goes on, which is why I say you got to get over the self-serving nature of it.
Well, I think he's kind of, I don't know, as he's gotten older, he's kind of seemed to be more comfortable with being himself.
Yeah.
Which is not all pleasant, but.
Well, and he lets his guard down. He curses, and it's not all sanitized for your protection.
Good for him. I'll check that out. No, he's got another show. It's coming out in March. Wow.
Yeah.
Or maybe April, but
there's a lot of them.
I tell you what, it's got its hooks at me. I think I saw the trailer. I'm like, oh, you know what? I might watch that. So we'll get to that. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost-Brewed Coors Light.
I'm not a fuddy-duddy.
Do it long.
Go look for porn, Dan. Porn.
Oh, man.
Number five.
Well, the Pelicans see no reason to win games, so they will stop short of saying that they're going to shut Anthony Davis down so as to avoid league punishment. But they have announced that they will be reducing his minutes from his current 37 minutes a game down to 1 minute per game. It's, no kidding.
It's called load management.
Idea here. Yeah, that is what they call it.
Well, they don't want to play him.
They don't want him to get hurt.
And he doesn't want to play because there's no sense in it. They don't want to hurt his trade value. But again, the NBA won't stand for that. I don't think that I'll bet you, what was he playing, 37? I'll bet you it goes down to 30.
Now, if he says, hey, I got a back injury like within the next couple weeks and they shut him down, can the NBA?
Yeah, I think the NBA will be pissed.
Well, I know they'll be pissed, but can they do anything about that? Yeah, I got a back injury, man.
It's possible. I just think you're going to see him not playing back-to-backs and reduce minutes, and they're going to go with the youth movement. And I do think the NBA is on the horn with him right now, being like, don't F with us. Like, don't. Nothing super shady here, guys.
In the NBA tonight, Denver and Philly, good game. That's the game of the night. They're tied at half, 56. Blazers are off until Sunday. They're going to be in Dallas.
They already got, what, 9 of their next 10 on the road? I think.
Yeah, did you see their schedule?
Yeah, the only one.
It's not easy.
The only one that's home is, and by the way, the one home game is Golden State.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they go, I think they go Dallas and Oklahoma City on the road Sunday and Monday, and then Warriors Wednesday, followed by Nets on Thursday. I think they're back on the road on Thursday.
Yeah, and that's a long road.
Or no,
trip.
That may be the next week. But anyway, they've got a tough stretch coming up here. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a little gaff. Phil Mickelson is leading with Lucas Glover. Now, Lucas Glover's claim to fame is he's the one that had the wife that would beat him when he played poorly.
That's not funny, but kind of is.
Kind of. Yeah. He's obviously playing well. So those guys are 10 under along with Scott Langley, Paul Casey, and Giordano Spieth.
Did you see Romo hit it off the patio?
I did,
That's a great shot, and he hit it within a couple feet of the cup.
Tones Romes, is there anything he can't do?
He predicted that was going to happen.
That's a great shot. No, he's pretty good. at most things, I'm
Ooh,
guessing.
Ooh, watch this. I'm going to hook it over into that patio and bounce it in.
Ooh, it's an audible, Jim. Major League Baseball headed to London this summer when the Yankees play the Red Sox across the pond. Now, reports today that next year they're considering two series to send over there. They may send Cubs cards and Mets Nats.
And then they're doing the Japan one again this year, right? The Mariners are playing...
Mariners and A's.
Mariners and A's.
Two-game series featuring Ichiro. Also, Indian superstar.
That's the most worthless thing ever, that they're signing Ichiro to play in those two games.
Well, I don't think it is. I think that will be huge for Japan. He's an icon over there.
It's going to be on the Richter scale, that ovation for
they're
him.
They're going to go crazy. I think it's awesome that they're doing that. Indian superstar Francisco Lindor will miss 2 months. He has a calf strain, so this means that he will likely miss the start of the season. As for Harper and Machado, big free agents, we're less than, 10 days from spring training. They still don't have any deals. Reports are that the agents are holding firm at the $300 million mark, and that's and teams don't want
to
pay it.
Neither one wants to blank, right? Neither one wants to be the first one to sign that deal. Also, Manfred said likely no DH change for the upcoming season.
Yeah, look for that in the next collective bargaining agreement, which is... I think 2021. A couple of familiar NFL coach names have new gigs. You've got former Colts and Lions head coach Jim Caldwell hired by Miami. He'll be assistant head coach and quarterbacks coach. Jim Bob Cooter ran the Detroit offense into the ground.
Jim Bob.
He sucks. He's resurfaced as running backs coach of the Jets. Male shaving news. It is a headline today that Patriots Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman did shave his beard.
Alive on Ellen and... I'm not going to say who, but one of us on this program watched all 8 minutes of the video.
Yeah, and it wasn't a person named Isaac. So that should tell you. Please understand, that is how slow today's news is that was a headline.
I'm here to report, if I did watch the video, Julian Edelman, very handsome after he shaved the beard.
Better with a beard or without?
Without the beard.
Really?
Number yeah.
I kind of liked his beard. Number I thought that was awesome. I get jealous of big beards like that.
Yeah.
Because I can never see it through to that level.
No. Well, that takes a commitment.
How long is that?
Well, I think he grew it all season, so. Yeah.
And number one, it appears that Maryland football may have learned its lesson.
What?
It only took Jordan McNair to die, but cornerback Raymond Boone fell ill during a team workout earlier this week. He was rushed to the hospital, observed overnight, and released on Wednesday. He is okay.
Yeah, well, thank God. Although if something bad had happened to him, whoever was in charge, I'm sure, would have been immediately hired by Southern Miss. And Jay Hobson would have been like, come on board. If you haven't seen that, Jay Hobson's the jackass at Southern Miss that tried to proclaim that God wanted him to hire Art Briles, and then it turned out that he tried to hire bring in two players with sexual assault history, including one that had been accused not once but twice of rape at knife point.
Georgia quarterback Justin Fields transferred to Ohio State, but it was up in the air if he'd be eligible to play right away. But the NCAA ruled today that his hardship waiver has been granted, and he'll be able to play for the Buckeyes this fall. He will be a sophomore.
What was his hardship that he got beat out at Georgia and he wanted to go play at Ohio State?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
It's the most like random thing in the world.
So why do they even have the sit out a year rule?
I don't know.
Just get rid of that.
You should have it where if it's mutually agreed upon one time, right? You can't do it over and over, but I think everyone should get one. And if it's mutually agreed upon between the program and the kid, you can sign it. Or if there's a coaching change, you can do away with it. There needs to be some sort of process where you allow a kid one time to just be like, look, this isn't working, and thanks for coming, and move on. If you want to put something where you can't do it interconference, I'm with that. But they really do need to evolve beyond this archaic sit out a year thing.
Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please drink responsibly. Okay, will you watch LeBron's new show? We'll tell you about that. And then Friday Randoms, complete with audio, coming up on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, I want to play this Stephen A. Smith clip again because you brought up something that I glossed over and shouldn't have. Okay, this is Screaming A on his dumb show.
Yeah.
Haskins is no joke as well. I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower. I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find.
That's honestly maybe the dumbest thing I've heard in months.
Well, he did say he could be wrong. He is wrong. Haskins ran, if you don't know, Haskins threw for 4,831 yards.
He had like 50-something touchdowns. He set the Big Ten passing record in both yards and touchdowns this year.
And he ran for 108 yards.
I saw, too, where...
Per game?
No, total. Okay. Total on the year.
Just trying to help Steven here.
There were more games in his career where he ran for negative yardage than he ran for more than 10 yards. He doesn't run. Like, he's so slow.
You brought up the racist thing. And
I think this is racist.
Yeah, it's like Stephen A's a black guy. So, I mean, it's not a, you know, but if that were a white guy saying that.
I think he's getting killed. If I went on and said that I find him to be more of a runner than a thrower.
Right.
I think people would be like, dude, that's racist.
I'm asking
where the white power rankings go.
Yeah, because you're
apparently
talking.
Apparently Stephen A's high on the white power rankings.
Well, you're talking about a black quarterback just assuming that he's a runner. I will say this, though, about Ohio State quarterbacks. Can we lump them all in? They've had like. Three or four, all in the last handful of years, to me, that all look the exact same.
Except, yeah, but Haskins is a bigger guy.
But so was Cardale Jones.
Yeah, Cardale Jones was big.
Who's the other one?
JT Barrett.
He wasn't as big.
He wasn't as big. JT Barrett didn't really run a bunch either.
But I'm just saying they looked alike. I think that's what he's doing here is that he doesn't – look, the guy doesn't watch a lot of sports. We know that, right?
I get that you don't watch it. Not everyone can watch everything, but I am flabbergasted by that, how he has a job.
Well, like, you know, he doubled down on it too.
Did he really?
Yeah. Because of course everybody killed him for it.
Well, should. How do you double down on something that is so egregiously stupid and incorrect? You can't defend that.
Somebody said, they got to stop letting Stephen A. Smith cover football. And they posted that clip. And he responded with, why? Because I believe what I believe. I know Haskins is a baller, that he threw for 50 touchdowns last year, but I view his athleticism as more of a plus, i.e. scrambling outside the pocket, etc. I don't view him as an ideal pocket passer.
No. Oh my
nor
God.
Nor the runner that Kyler is, period.
What?
Exclamation. He is so... What? He literally has never seen him play one football game. Dude, that guy is lead-footed. He is not an athlete. He does not run around in the pocket. He is a big, strong, physical pocket passer.
And he said, and the same person got back at him, and he said, Haskins is big time. I know this, and I'm not saying he can't pass, but I view him the way I view him. Just an eye test thing. I'm not talking statistically. Make of it what you will.
An eye test, would mean that you would have watched him play. And if you watched him play any games.
Stephen A's just got that magic eye. Like, listen, he's a runner all along. You guys just aren't tapping into it.
You know that Joe Flacco is a hell of a runner. You know, I know he's known as more of a pocket quarterback, but I just feel like the Ravens aren't using him properly. And if they would just unleash his natural athleticism.
So wait a minute. Are we really surprised by this?
I am a little surprised that he continues to double down on his ridiculously stupid statement. We have a real issue in this country with people saying things that are easily proven false. And yet they can just go down the road of, I'm just going to yell louder than you. And I don't care.
Wait, say it with confidence.
Who are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm just saying it's a problem we have.
Yeah, that was interesting. Okay.
You cannot have a dumber take in college football than what Stephen A. Smith just said and then doubled down on.
So is it worse that he doesn't watch?
I don't.
Or that he pretend, would it be worse that he did watch and still said that?
I just don't get why it's a big deal for national guys to admit that they didn't see something. Like, we've got the NCAA tournament coming up, right? I promise you that I will not lie to you and tell you that I've seen Lehigh play. Virginia is actually good, right? I have not watched Virginia play once. I don't understand what is so wrong with simply saying I didn't watch a lot of Big Ten football. with you know, if you hadn't seen him play, just being like, yeah, the scouts think he's really high, haven't really got a chance to watch him a bunch.
Well, that doesn't sell.
And just leave it at that.
But I think that on shows like his, what was the other flap that he had recently?
Well,
the Chargers.
Oh yeah,
where he talked about a player that
said he misspoke.
It had been out for an entire year.
It was like a triple whammy, though. First, he said Hunter Henry, who hadn't played all year, tight end Hunter Henry for the Chargers, and then he said that he was really intrigued to see how Derek Johnson would match up with him, who hasn't been on the Chiefs since like October, September.
And here's the thing.
And then responded on Twitter saying, oh, I didn't mean Hunter Henry. I meant Virgil Green. Hunter Henry's a white tight end. Virgil Green is black.
Right. So,
and Virgil Green isn't even that good.
So Smith goes on these shows, and this is what blows me away about it, is that it's clear that he doesn't watch a lot outside of maybe like
the NBA.
The NBA or whatever. Which, whatever. I mean, I think fans would be surprised at how much lying the average sports host does about how much they watch.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to watch everything to be able to be compelling or interesting.
Oh, but have an
or
idea.
Host a show. But my point with him though is that is a TV show that is scripted. Like, yeah, they know, like their big question was, are you taking Murray or Haskins? Therefore, he is surely presented with that by producers ahead of time.
Yeah.
He knows that's coming. He only does a half hour to an hour show, yeah, and you debate four or five topics, and that's it. And he knows the topics that are coming. Now, it's a little different when you're on a show like ours, which is so dumb that it's just like it's just long form and you don't know where it's going to go. You're eventually long form. You're just going to be who you are, or yeah, you're going to expose that you didn't watch this or you didn't watch that. And so this is what you're saying is like, it's best to just own up to it, which I always have.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of flack for it, but yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I will tell you if I didn't see it. Yeah. I don't care. So it's really inexcusable that he had that quote take, because you know, that's prepared.
Yeah.
Like he's not only not watching, he's not preparing for his show
in any shape or form. Cause it would literally take 4 seconds to find out that Dwayne Haskins is not a running quarterback.
It's crazy.
Well, isn't it even more sad that, you know, obviously Disney and ESPN and them write this contract with him, and they're under the assumption that he will watch sports because he's a sportscaster.
So, I just love that he just...
Well, I don't think they care. He's got a following, yeah, no matter what.
Well, right. I just love that he doubles down and is like, my opinion, F you. I guess. It just that blows me away.
All right, coming up next, will you watch that's no. LeBron's new show? I think you will.
I don't know if I've...
I'll tell you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I need to know about this one.
And then Friday Randoms as well. It is 5:28. Here's Joe.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
This is where we enter into Friday Randoms for you.
Love me some Friday Randoms.
To wrap up the hour, these are things we haven't gotten to this week. I do have audio in a moment, but I want to tell you about LeBron James' new show. I just saw the trailer for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a network show. Now, LeBron's got his hands in a lot of different things now that he's moved to L.A., and he had his hands in a lot of different things even before he moved to L.A.
Yeah, the two that I know of, he does the Survivor's Guilt, and I think that was on Showtime.
What's that?
It's a show that he produced, and it's loosely based on his life about a kid that goes from high school to the NBA and just kind of his life, like dealing with the hangers on and the family. I watched it for a little bit. I don't know if it's still going. And then he's got the shop, which is his barbershop show, which I actually think is pretty good. Even though he's insufferable on it, I think it's pretty interesting.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Snowmageddon 2019.
We're getting reports of Portland, or I guess it's the Oregon Zoo. Let's be inclusive.
Yes.
Snow at the Oregon Zoo.
Think of the animals.
Right now.
Although people are calling it a wintry mix.
We also have some raindrops on our windows here.
That could at any moment become snow.
I just imagine this snowstorm being like a dust bowl and just wiping out the entire city, like in the Midwest, how you get those giant dust clouds coming through.
What's that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, right? Yeah. Where like the polar vortex, it literally like freezes and kills everything as the wave moves in.
Kind of feels like that, doesn't
it? Then like Jake Gyllenhaal saves the world or whatever.
True story.
LeBron's the executive producer on the show, and it is going to be a network show. It's going to be on CBS.
Okay, which means it'll probably suck, but...
That's right. Totally what I thought, too.
Yeah, network comedies are so rough.
Oh, it's not a comedy. Why did you think it was a comedy?
I kind of just assumed because it was on network TV that it'd be a comedy.
No, it's a show. It's on CBS, and it will debut March 27th. It's a show called Million Dollar Mile. And what it is, and they don't say much in the trailer, but
I've seen this.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen a trailer.
I think that the trailer came out during the Super Bowl.
Right. I'm going to look this up. Million Dollar Mile?
Here's what it is. So Tim Tebow is going to be the host of it.
Of course he is. He had me at Tim Tebow.
And they're currently filming in L.A., and it's basically ordinary people are given a one-mile obstacle course and a head start, and they are chased by professional athletes to try to make it so that they won't finish.
Whoa. I'm on board. I don't
right?
even,
isn't that awesome?
You've got me right there. So basically you're hunting the most dangerous game, right?
Yeah.
It's the Running Man with Schwarzenegger, but with no death.
Yeah. I just think that so if you watch the trailer,
they show wearing, like the light up vest.
Yeah. They show a little bit of the obstacle course, and some of it, they're just running. Some of it they're swimming, and you know, the rope climbs, and you know, they got all these different things. But it's only like 45 seconds. It roped me in. I'm like, dude, I gotta watch that.
I'm in.
Give me one with like Bill Romanowski chasing after someone.
Well, it's short on details, but what I envision, and I hope it's like this, that different professional athletes of different disciplines are trying to stop you at different parts of the course. Meaning, if it's a swimming portion, they'll have freaking Summer Sanders there chasing you down.
Ryan Lochte or something like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, or you gotta plow through the linebacker on the last
Oklahoma drill.
Yeah. I just think it's awesome. Like in the clip, they just have someone literally hunting you down. There's not enough people chasing other people on TV.
Well, not only that, but I think this goes to the element that we've talked about a lot here. Bill Murray always brings it up, you know, the element of how much better sports would be, professional sports, if one person were just an average Joe.
Yeah.
So you could get a sense of how good and fast and strong and skilled they are. That's what this is. Like you've got, and these people will all be in shape. I'm sure they'll be like those bros who.
Yeah, like the CrossFitters. Mountains. They do that like with the
American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warrior, and then The Rock's got one like the Titan Games.
Right.
Yeah, you get it gives you something for the 40-year-old weekend warrior to like go out and compete.
I mean, I'm guessing that's what these people will be like when they put on the obstacle course. But how fun is it to watch like Todd Gurley freaking chase down Joe Cool from Atlanta, bro?
This could be great.
I don't know why I said that, but
someone said it's like pros versus Joes.
A little bit.
I love pros versus Joes. I just wish it was people in their prime. Like, that's what I want to watch. It's like, I remember they had Roy Jones on there, and Roy Jones does this. I guess he, like, barnstorms. Like, he goes to, like, smoker events, you know, like, where they do amateur boxing. And, like, he'll just call people out of the crowd if you want a shot at Roy Jones, and then he just beats the hell out of them. But Roy's out of shape, and he's, like, 50-something. I want to see real people get in the ring against, like, Conor McGregor. Like, I would rather see that than some of, like, than competing against some of the professionals. Like, I want to see Damian Lillard go down to the local YMCA and get the douchiest guy there that thinks he can play Lillard. I want to watch that. Like, everyone hates Myers Leonard, right? Everyone gives Myers Leonard crap, right? And, well, they did nickname himself the Hammer. But still, like, I want to see some average schmuck talking crap to Myers Leonard do something against Myers Leonard because that dude is a unit.
And I don't know
if he's a beast.
I don't know if you've heard Myers talk, but he would love to do that.
Yes! There's nothing more than Myers Leonard wants to do is like
dunk
like,
on Twitter trolls.
Yes, and then flex because he looks amazing. I would watch that all day long.
I would too, and I would root for him.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes, there's nothing worse than that guy that thinks that he can be a pro athlete or beat whoever at their discipline.
Snowmageddon 2019.
News tentacle update from Canby. We're getting reports from our folks in Canby that people are indeed making it home from Portland safely.
Wow.
Can do it.
It was touch and go there for a while. I was really white knuckling it, worried about my people from Canby, but they're going to be okay.
So LeBron's the executive producer. Tim Tebow's the host. It's called Million Dollar Mile, and it will be on CBS debuting March 27th.
I used to love like American Gladiator. I used to love that stuff. like watch the people like where they like Powerball and all that.
I tell you what, I don't like. I think those shows. Well, put it this way: that what's the one that they do now where they just the bros get in there and they do the obstacle course thing?
Oh, the American Ninja Warrior.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
yeah.
I find those boring. But when you add the element of professional athletes chasing the person down through it, now I'm in. Now I'm in.
That's the American Gladiator kind of aspect of it. Like I would love to see someone like on a rock wall and then get a professional rock climber. And like you're gonna get pulled off that thing, you get a serious head start, and then watch the professional scale up that thing and yank your ass down.
Now I saw it on the Better You Today text line. Do you guys remember the show MXC by chance?
No,
it was an old Japanese show from the 80s or 90s, and they just dubbed over English on it and gave it like an English soundtrack, and the commentators would just say obscene things. It was on like Spike TV or something for a while.
That was the start of American Ninja Warrior, I think.
Now that, honestly, though, the American version of that show was just gold.
See, I just want to see people with an element, and this is probably going to be, I'm a jerk, but what? I want an element of danger. Like I want someone to know that there's a chance that you're going to get hurt.
Hell no.
Right? Like if someone's chasing you down, it's not going to be two-hand touch. I want to see someone get terry-tated and just blown up, maybe separate a shoulder or something.
Okay, next Friday random is from Goff, and I found this interesting. You know, a lot of people drink on the golf course.
What? Not me.
Did you know that?
No, I've never done that.
Somebody brought up the fact, too, that that this LeBron show will be a bunch of C-list athletes. That will put a damper on it.
I know.
If that's the case. I hope. Look, I'm going to give it a shot. Let's put it this way. I'm going to give it a shot. And you don't give a lot of network TV a shot these days.
No.
Fingers crossed. Not a lot of good on network TV.
It's probably going to be C-list.
So, you know, average Joe's out there cussing up a storm, but we get mad at Tiger when he cusses. And average Joe's out there drinking on the golf course. And, of course, it's when a PGA Tour pro does it. But, a guy on tour recently admitted to being drunk on the golf course often. I don't know if you saw this.
No, I did not.
And it's none
but
other.
It doesn't surprise me one bit, and I'm guessing it's not John Daly.
No, John Daly famously was out there. Everybody knew, he was out there drunk. And then the other one was, or one of the others, was Darren Clark. I don't know if you ever read up on him, but Darren Clark ended up, I think he won a British Open, not too long ago. He's older now, but he's battled alcohol, and he's talked about before about how he was drunk out there. And of course, some of you can play pretty good golf.
Sure.
After having had a few
little Amen juice, if you will.
Yeah. So the guy that admitted it was Rocco Mediate.
Really?
The guy who, took down Tiger. Well, battled Tiger.
Tiger got it.
Yeah. Tiger got him. It was the knee injury.
The U.S. Open from 06.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feinstein wrote a book about it. Some people call it one of the great, great matches in golf history.
It was classic. That was the one that where Tiger was hurt and shouldn't have been playing.
06, 07.
I think it was Torrey Pines. So Rocco Mediate, here's a little clip. This is from the Golf Channel of him talking about his days drinking on the golf course.
I got a tough one here.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that you played hungover.
Oh, sure.
But
absolutely.
Have you played drinking?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely have. Mm-hmm. Because it was just normal for me. There was not like, it was just a daily ritual, we'll say. You know what I mean? But like having, I don't have coffee all the time, but a lot of times that's a daily ritual. Coffee. Espresso. Everything's fast, like I was saying. I wanted it fast. I didn't want to wait for it to hit me.
How do you do that? How do you do it?
Do what?
How do you drink on a course when you're playing in a PGA Tour or a PGA Tour Champions?
You can put it in a lot of places. Yeah, a lot of places.
Okay.
But like I said, everybody, most people knew.
Right.
Most people knew. Was it every time? No. But most of the time when the pain came in, it wasn't not going to happen. I tell this story the other day. I was telling a buddy of mine. Remember a couple years ago when Tiger got pulled over for having whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I completely get it. Now, I don't know about the driving part. Of course, we all have. But my point is, I get it. You'll do anything to stop it when you have this kind of pain. And wherever the pain is, back, whatever, I don't care where it is. But when that happened, I went, I just didn't get caught.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild? So Rocco Mediate, he had a lot of injuries, and
he dealt with it by drinking, right?
He got hooked on the booze and was out there drinking most tournaments.
Huh. Yeah, no, I had no idea. I knew he had battled some injuries, But I didn't know that that's how he dealt with it. And I wonder too, look, I don't mean to speculate, but if you're battling serious injuries, I'm guessing there were some other things than just booze. Cause he talked
I don't know about on the course.
No.
Cause you got, yeah, I mean, you still got to play golf.
Yeah.
So I think I'm guessing, and again, I'm speculating too.
Well, cause was talking about Tiger and Tiger had pills. And,
but I'm guessing, well, he's just talking about the pain.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that alcohol is a way that you can continue to play golf.
Sure.
But still numb your pain.
Numb it up a little
bit. Right. As opposed to, you know, popping one too many pills, you're on the golf course. You don't know which way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say this.
And Tiger was mixing all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was.
But
what he's talking about, though, in doing anything to dull your pain, 150% correct. And like we talk about this all the time. The NFL and college football wouldn't exist without painkillers. Just wouldn't. And if you've played long enough in the NFL, you're addicted to something. You got a way to deal with your pain. Everyone's got something, whether it's pills, shots, weed, booze, combination. Everyone's dealing with it, and he's 100% right in that when you have that constant pain, you will find a way to numb it. And it doesn't matter if it's illegal. It doesn't matter if it affects your play. After a while, you will do anything just to get some relief to numb it. And once you, and then the scary thing is once you get into the habit of kind of being numb and you kind of figure out how to do it, it's so hard to stop because you know what that pain's going to feel like if you stop doing it. And you know when you go out on that golf course or you go out on the football field or go out on the court, wherever, that if you don't do that, you know the pain that's waiting for you. And so sometimes you'll even do it before the pain even gets to that point. It just becomes, as he says, a habit or a ritual.
Yeah, what's interesting about him as a golf fan is you'd watch him, and he was in contention in some majors, and you know, you'd see him interviewed and he was happy. Like there were times when you'd watch his interviews and go, dude, what is he on?
Yeah.
Right. And now it's like, cause he just seemed like he's got a big personality anyway.
Jovial sort of fella.
But now it all makes sense. Yeah. For you golf bros that watched interviews with him over the years.
Yeah.
Rocco Immediate. All right, coming up next, more Friday randoms, including a few Super Bowl leftovers. And why did Tony Romo not call any plays in the Super Bowl?
Oh.
It is 5:46. This is The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Brother.
All right, Friday Randoms wraps up the hour. We'll get to the Jeff Bezos story in the club. And we are getting more, Jace, we're getting a lot more Snowmageddon reports here.
Yes.
Out and about.
Snowmageddon 2019.
I can confirm snow/rain mix in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And the driver stupidity level from white to blood red, it's a solid magenta right now.
That's from John.
John in Vancouver.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
We're also getting Snowmageddon report from Papa Murphy's drive-through line.
Yeah.
And the official report is it sucks.
Yeah. So keep them coming. We'll keep people updated on what you need to know, although the nighttime has fallen us, so we can no longer give you updates from the poop-filled Willamette because it's dark now.
And watch out for zombies.
Yeah, because clearly they're coming for you.
Better You Today text line is 55305. Okay, so a lot of people speculating why Tones Romes didn't call any plays from the Super Bowl.
No, we didn't have any. I can't remember him making a prediction.
No, and some folks are saying that they feel like he... Well, there are several theories. He hasn't said anything about it. But, you know, in the Chiefs-Patriots game, in the AFC title game, he was calling plays right and left. And he became like this living legend from one game. And one theory is CBS told him, dude, you can't get in the habit of this because if you do... People are just going to expect every time you're on the air that you call all these plays and you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah,
and it's going to ruin our telecast.
Yeah, I can see that.
And another one is that it got to Tones, and Tones Romes is a little gun shy because he's like, man, I don't want to be known you know, like have this expectation that I just have to sit there and call all these plays. And so maybe that's why he didn't call any plays in the Super Bowl.
That is interesting. Or, you know, maybe just game plans were different than what he expected. Maybe they were playing it a little closer to the vest. I mean, it's not going to be every time where he's going to have a great grasp of what's happening, you know, from an offensive standpoint. Again, I've tried to.
Well, and that's why I think people are like,
yeah, I've tried.
They're saying that it's in other words, it shouldn't be a shock that he can't sit in the Super Bowl and call every play.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried to say this multiple times that what he's doing is not a gimmick. It's not even necessarily unique. He's a really smart guy with a good football mind that does a lot of prep work. And when you're familiar with offensive schemes and systems as he is, he just got done playing at a really high level in an NFL quarterback, and he can see the all 22 from above and he can see it unfolding. There's basic principles in football. A lot of it is just counting. And then he has a quick enough mind that he's able to kind of get it out there, which is why he does it right at the very end, because he can kind of see it unfolding. And there's going to be some games and some systems and some schemes that he's more comfortable with and that stuff registers in his head, and other times it's not. So there's a reason why like that game stood out so much, because he did it so often, it was so correct. But there's also a reason why he doesn't do it every game like that. I just feel like we got over our skis, and that's all I was saying. People were like, oh, you're hating on Tony Romo. No, I just think people are over their skis with like the Kreskin level that he was bringing to them.
Snowmageddon 2019.
90% snow in Banks.
What is?
We have snow in Ridgefield.
Hold on, what does
90? And it is sticking to the roads. I repeat, it is sticking to the roads.
What does 90% snow mean? I need to know.
Well, yeah, I like how they can just look and be like, oh, that's 90% snow.
Certainly not 85. That's a wintry mix, right?
So it's 90% snow, 10% wintry mix.
60% all the time, every time.
90% of the time, it works every time.
What else? Oh, one other story I wanted to tell you about, and that is, did you see that Adnan Virk got fired by ESPN?
I did see that.
Do you know why?
I don't. I just saw that he was gone, and I saw that Charles Woodson was also gone.
Well, Woodson was on the Monday night broadcast,
and,
right?
And I'm assuming they just didn't bring him back.
Yeah, that sounds like they've been toying with that broadcast for a while. Yeah. So Adnan's is interesting. Now, Adnan Virk is a ESPN anchor who's kind of one of their better ones. He's got a good personality. He's a good watch on there, I thought. But he got fired because he was accused of leaking confidential information. So basically, he was told of his firing, and then they escorted him. You know, they confiscated all of his, you know, work stuff, and they escorted him off campus. And everybody's freaking out about it.
What sort of like?
Well, he said that Major League Baseball. Okay, so let me go back. The instance that led to the final decision to relieve Virk concerned a story that appeared on the website Awful Announcing. In part, the report said Major League Baseball had opted to let ESPN slide on contractual obligations that called for it to have a certain amount of studio shows during the season in return for moving Sunday Night Baseball from 8 p.m. to 7 p.m. ESPN had a conference call about Sunday Night Baseball that the network believes Virk revealed to Awful Announcing. Sources said the premeditated nature of the outreach alarmed ESPN. It is unclear what motivated Virk, though. Sources often try to curry favor with reporters. When the conference call took place, Virk was not on the whole time, and the specific information about the future schedule for baseball was actually not discussed. He followed up right after the call with the senior coordinating producer at ESPN asking specific questions about the direction of baseball at ESPN in regards to its scheduling. And the questions match what appeared later that day in the article on Awful Announcing.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you got caught spilling company secrets.
Yep. So they fired his ass, and now he's filing a lawsuit against him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
That got ugly in effect. Well, maybe he didn't do that. Well, you know.
I suppose. I just think it's interesting that I never really thought about that, like company like espionage, but I suppose, right? I mean, you are talking about serious negotiations and a lot of money changing hands there. You can't be spilling the beans.
They also said that he was not forthcoming after he was given multiple chances to come clean. Virk's side contends he received no warning and the punishment does not fit the crime. Oh, so maybe he is admitting it.
Yeah.
They were shocked by the outcome, thinking that at most Virk might be suspended for 2 weeks for what they consider a lapse in judgment. Yeah, so he did. He did spill.
Yeah, the beans. He spilled the beans.
But like, you know, who cares?
Well, I know.
Sunday night baseball scheduling. Jesus.
I know it doesn't sound like it should be a big deal, but it could be too that someone's looking for a reason, or you know, people don't like being lied to, right? It's one of those things that
I
like,
love it.
It might be one of those things that like, look, dude, we know you did this. And he's like, no, I didn't. And they're like, dude, we got proof. No, you don't. You know, maybe if he just would have come clean, he would have taken his suspension. ESPN has been pretty lenient with a lot of people, right? Like Russillo got all drunked up and stumbled his way naked into like a
different. Is he still there though?
Yeah, he's still there. I mean, there's been a lot. And like, if you read that book on ESPN, I think it was like they have all the fun or something. I read that a number of years ago. Dude, the S that goes on there. Like, you got to really do something to get fired. So either A, they didn't like him, they're looking for a way out, or B, he just was a jackass and wouldn't admit to what they clearly had the goods on him.
All right, that is it for Friday Randoms. Let's get into a Friday Club Hour. Coming up next, we'll start with the Jeff Bezos story. 5:58 on The Fan.
It's time for a Blazers report. The inside story on the Trailblazers and pro basketball. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market.
I just thought he played at a good rhythm. You know, I thought he took the shots that were there. He just played the game. It wasn't like he was trying to force it. It wasn't trying to shy away from anything. I thought he just played the game defensively. I thought he picked up, you know, our switching and took the individual challenge when he was there. And he's just a good, solid game at both ends.
That's the Terror Bear. He's talking about...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.